104.7, Andy and Mel, 809 up to 89 today. We've been talking about the movies that, now had I known Mel would have was talking about movies on Friday, I probably wouldn't have done this right away.
Yeah, but mine was
today,
just the funniest movies,
okay,
based on their laugh per minute.
So I want to take a couple more calls here before I unveil the list. I think the list is pretty well set, but let's talk to Wait a second. I got my numbers all wrong. Let's see. I believe this is Mandy. How are you, Mandy?
Good.
So, movie that you never get sick of watching.
Independence Day.
Oh.
Ooh. I don't know if I mean, I can watch it.
I would, it would be probably in my top 15 movies I watch over and over and over again, but I don't think it's quite top 10. Mostly because Randy Quaid is too cheesy and ruins it.
He is a weirdo in that movie.
Well, it's a,
yeah, but the whole Save the Earth, you know. Kind
yeah,
of thing.
The,
I do like watching it around the 4th of July time, like
yeah,
once a year, you know.
I think a good runner-up would be Wizard of Oz.
Oh, my God. I can't believe we didn't think of it.
We got to
redo the list. We thought we were done with the list.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Holy cow. How did we forget that?
I know. I'm glad you said that, though, Mandy. Thank you for the call.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Another one?
Yeah?
That we got on text. You're going to love this one.
There's no crying in baseball!
A League of Their Own? How did we forget that one?
It's not top five.
It's so good, though.
It's really good. I love it.
I want to see that now. I have not seen that forever. I wonder if it's on Netflix.
It's probably my second favorite, third favorite baseball movie.
Oh, what's your first one?
The Natural.
I don't know if I've seen that one.
Robert Redford, early 80s.
Huh.
That's like the... Oh.
Is that on Netflix?
I don't know.
Kind of want to see that now. I feel
Bull
like
Durham
I should...
is my second favorite baseball movie. And then it's probably A League of Their Own and then Major League.
I feel like I... Oh,
and
Major
honestly,
League.
Field of Dreams, I'm sorry. I'm bored with Field of Dreams. It's not really that great. I don't get why people love it so much.
Well, it was awesome in its day. I'm just
but
sick of that one.
The one scene in there that... The one scene in that movie that would kind of make me... tear up a little bit.
If you build it.
No, God.
Oh, not that part?
No, when he says to the ghost of his dad, you want to play catch?
Oh.
That one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I think after we got the Wizard of Oz call there, we got a... Okay, I have it done.
Okay.
Number five. Movie you can watch over and over and over again. Do not do fake dumb drum roll.
Oh, you don't like that?
No, that was really dumb.
You are so crabby today.
Well,
I was only going to do it for that one part that was done. What is wrong with you?
So
go
annoying.
Go watch a movie.
Why don't you make your cat noise while you're at it? No! It's the same thing, basically.
You told me to.
Number five. Movie you can watch over and over again without getting sick of. Top Gun.
Uh-huh. It's one song that I can't stand. I just have to plug my ears during that part.
Number four movie you can watch over and over again without getting sick of. The Goonies.
Uh-huh.
And not one of these movies is in the last 18 years. By the way,
apparently they need to make some better movies.
Well, yeah. Number three, if it wasn't for Mandy, we would have not gotten in the list, but it totally belongs. The Wizard of Oz.
Can't believe we didn't think of that.
I know. Love that movie.
Oh, have to watch it
Number
every
three.
Year.
Number two, Forrest Gump.
Mm-hmm. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Oh, you wanted me to finish it? I was just doing the first part.
And I have to hear the end of it.
Sorry.
And number one, I don't think there's too many people that can disagree with Shawshank Redemption.
All right.
Now, we had Dirty Dancing in there at number five.
We had to move it.
But we had to drop it because Wizard of Oz, I could even put that at number two. But
it's such a classic. And then we also don't have Bridesmaids in there, which should be pretty funny.
Compared to this list?
Well,
really?
Yeah. And those are all classic movies. I mean, we're not... Maybe we should do a decade-by-decade one.
Unless it has been shown on TNT 15 times, you can't put it on this list.
Okay.
I'm sure TNT is showing Shawshank Redemption right now.
Probably. We could check.
No, it's a Law and Order rerun, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
One or the other, anyway.
Morning, sunshine. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 825 up to 89 today. It is 59 right now. It's a little windy, too. Horrible, horrible, horrible day to go golfing. We started getting a few texts and things with, you know, how can Stand By Me not be in the top five? Well, I love that movie. I own it. I watch it. But I don't know. It's a little on the downer side to watch over and over and love it every time. It's just not greatest ever.
I mean, it's good, but it just should not be in that list. I don't think.
Kevin's on the phone. How are you, Kevin?
Going pretty darn good.
Do you have a movie you thought should have been in our top five?
Absolutely.
What?
Should have been Grumpy Old Men.
Oh.
Pretty good movie.
To watch over and over again, yeah.
Pretty good movie.
Top 10, for sure.
Well, Andy, aren't you supposed to be in that one today?
Oh, stop it.
He should be, right?
Oh, come on.
Right. You are kind of serious. You are kind of crabby today.
I am a little bit. That's because everything's broken.
It's not my fault, so don't take it out on me. Because you have been.
But,
well, there's no one else to take it out on. Well, yeah.
Send a strong worded email to somebody.
Okay, I'll do that instead. Thanks for the call, Kevin.
Hey, no problem. You have a great day.
You too. Yeah. Roadhouse. I got a lot of Roadhouses, but that movie is just not good enough quality, I don't think. I mean, it's a fun watch, but it's not.
It doesn't do it for me.
No, it doesn't really do it for me either.
I'm sorry.
So we had this list earlier. People embarrass themselves four times a day.
Yes. This would be true. I probably do.
Top 10 ways people embarrass themselves every day. Burping accidentally.
I do that all the time.
Forgetting where you parked. Being late.
What?
You do that all the time.
Mm-mm.
Thinking someone's waving at you when they're not.
I hate that.
Having food stuck in your teeth or eating while you're on the air of a radio program.
I'm going to go home now.
Are you eating right now?
No. I have blueberries ready to eat, though.
I thought you were chewing on something.
No.
Oh, okay. Waving at someone when they don't see it. Getting food stains or splashes on your shirt. Getting someone's name wrong. Tripping in public. And forgetting someone's name when you're introducing them.
Never fails if the flip-flops are on, I'll trip.
What is the way you have most recently embarrassed yourself publicly? Well, we got on the radio this morning.
Yeah. That's what we did.
I mean, really, if you think about it,
we literally every day we do something embarrassing.
Mel did the dirt earlier.
Yeah. You just try being entertaining all by yourself. You just try it. You just see how many people want to listen when it's just you all by yourself.
Okay.
And I'm just going to sit here.
I'm sorry. Hey, I threw us both under the bus earlier. I'm more than happy to drink. So there's one for me.
We are tied, by the way.
How did you embarrass yourself publicly recently? 361-555-7, email or text AM at hot1047.com.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:43. We're going to top out at 89 today. So, ways you have publicly embarrassed yourself. I thought of one and now it escaped me. Oh, I can't remember what it was.
I don't think you said it
popped
to me.
No, I didn't. I was saving it to go on the air and I forgot already. I hate it when I do that. Anyway, so how did you embarrass yourself publicly? Apparently we do it four times a day, according to this story.
I think we do more than that.
But
you and I.
Yeah. Anyway, Matt is on the phone. How are you, Matt?
Real good.
How'd you embarrass yourself?
Walking into a furniture store, it was winter and we had got just this little bit of snow, just enough to cover the concrete. And there must have been a sale because there was 8-10 people outside walking in with me. And there was like a street sign laying down on the concrete that you couldn't see. And as I was walking, I stepped on it and I started slipping and doing like cartoon animation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I almost caught myself like 12 or 13 times. And I think I just gave up on trying to not fall and wiped out just harder. Like somehow ended up in like a scorpion position on the ground.
Oh.
Yeah, that sucks.
I was laughing, though. So was I think they thought I was hurt, but that didn't stop them from laughing, and then I was laughing, too. So
yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks for the call, Matt.
Thanks.
But I hate when I slip and fall.
When I slipped on the stairs at the Kid Rock concert, that was pretty embarrassing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That would be. Let's see here. Becky is on the phone. How are you, Becky?
Good.
So how did you embarrass yourself publicly recently or ever?
Physical evidence of a sneeze.
Oh. Do explain.
What?
Do explain that.
Where was this evidence at?
I was talking to some people and a sneeze came about and you're supposed to do it in the crook of your arm now. So,
sure.
And yeah.
Needless to say, there was evidence of the sneeze. And
oh.
I knew it was there, so then I just finished the conversation folding my arms.
Maybe rubbing your chin?
Oh, that is so embarrassing.
No, luckily, yeah, everything, it, you know, the job got done in one shot.
So. That's awesome. Thank you so much for the call, Becky.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I haven't done that where it was that bad, but
I've had it come out of my nose before, and I had to cover my nose and go run and find a Kleenex. Mm-hmm.
John's on the phone. How are you, John?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good.
You're still taking calls on the embarrassing thing?
Yeah.
I work at a grocery store, and I was helping a customer out. They wanted boxes, and I was trying to empty one really fast. I went to move my cart, and I ended up spilling a bunch of strawberries all over the place.
Oh.
And this person's helping me, and I'm like, no, sir, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that, sir. And they kept helping me, and I was like, sir, I thank you, but you don't have to do that. And then I get done, and then this person helps me unload part of my cart. I was like, sir, this is really unnecessary. I'll get you your box. And so I hand them the box, and that wasn't enough. They wanted more. So I asked, I was like, oh, I can save some for you. I'll just write a note so everybody knows to save some boxes for you. I just need your name. This person looks at me, and they're like, Amy. I said, sir, probably about 50 times to this
gosh.
Person, and it ended up being a woman.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what to say about that.
Oh my God, I would have crawled a hole. I would have dug a hole and buried myself in
that
it.
That is awful.
That is.
I don't embarrass easy, but that one got me.
That would have got me too.
Oh
and
my God.
I don't embarrass easy either, but that one would have been embarrassing.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible. Thank you for the call, John.
No problem.
Bye bye. That is the worst.
I've done something similar, not where I've mistaken a male for a female or vice versa, but where I've mistaken somebody being pregnant.
Yeah, it'd be bad.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I've had that even happen to me.
That's a bummer.
What do you do? I'm not pregnant. I'm just fat. Thanks.
The Hot.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mal. It is 8:56, up to 89 today. 62 right now. It's been 59 forever. Most embarrassing moment you could have possibly had. We do it 4 times a day, according to the story we had a little bit ago. Forgetting people's names when you introduce them is number 1 on the list.
That happens a lot.
Yeah. So, what is the most embarrassing moment you have had? Let us know. 361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. Rosa's on the phone. How are you, Rosa?
Good. You still doing the embarrassing moment?
Yeah.
I was in class, and I needed to sneeze. I heard a lady talking about sneezing, And I went to sneeze, and instead of sneezing both, I ended up sneezing and farting at the same
time. Yeah.
Oh.
I did not want to return to school after that. I'm in college now, and I did not want to go back to school the next day because some of my classmates are in my other classes, and yeah, everyone busts out laughing, and it's like...
That reminds me of when I was in college, and I was working out in the Young Center at Black Hills State, and it was like the time of the day where the athletes all got to go. And I was doing an ab workout right next to a very attractive member of the track team.
Oh, boy.
And, yeah, I farted. It was loud. It was really loud.
Oh, boy.
That's so embarrassing when you do that in front of people.
Oh, I know.
If you like, if you had a chance at all, you blew OT.
Oh, yeah. I blew it in more ways than one. Thank you for the call, Rosa.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Yeah, that was brutal. In more ways than one. If you know what I mean.
Yes.
Sarah's on the phone. How are you, Sarah?
Good. I've got an embarrassing story, and I really don't even want to tell it.
Okay. It must be good, then.
I work in retail in a children's store, and I had to fart, but I knew it would be really, really quiet, and I could blame it on the little kid next to me, probably with a dirty diaper, whatever.
Sure.
Well... Next thing I know, the mother's like, do you guys smell that? Did my kid poop his pants or whatever? And I'm like, oh, my God. And I realized it was me that had farted, and all my associates looked at me, and they're like, dude, you got to leave. You need to go to the bathroom. But it stunk really, really bad. And I'm assuming, you know, the mother would have realized it once she checked her child that it wasn't her kid, that it was me.
Yeah, and as a parent, I know there's a difference in aroma.
Right.
You can tell what comes from your baby and what doesn't.
Right. It's an adult fart and a baby fart.
They smell a little different.
A little different.
Diaper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even poopy diaper, but babies do fart too.
Yeah, that would be. Thank you for the call, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. I'm glad you clarified that babies fart too.
Well, you made it sound like dirty diaper versus farting, and I was like,
okay, we got to do the voice.
Yes, we do.
Finish the lyric. We got one last gift card worth $100. The voice kicks off tonight.
Yes,
at 7 o'clock on Woo-hoo! KDLT. You can watch it. They're doing three nights of it this week. As a matter of fact, wanted to go head to head with the X Factor. They're not happy about that, but too bad for them. Okay, so here's the lyric you got to finish. Okay?
Okay.
It's a Maroon 5 song. You're definitely familiar with it. It's called Wake Up Call. Here is the first half. Baby, if you needed love, well, then ask for love. Could have given love. Now I'm taking love. Now you got to finish it and sing it. 361-5557. Good luck.
Hot 1047.com.